Sacrify your life today.
In March for a big talkers convention, I'm determined I'm going to take my picture in front of the deficit clock that's getting a lot of publicity these days. I think it's broken, though. They can't even go up to the numbers anymore. And we'll post it on the website. So, that being said, right from the get-go, the big story out of Washington has to be the budget. We've talked about the budget and the president pledging to tackle the record deficit, but how do you do that with the spending increases that are in this sucker? It reads like War and Peace times 10. Now, having said that, of course, the budget is going to be a big, big mass production. You're going to kill a few trees with this one. Come to think of it, it's similar to what happened with health care reform in the Senate and the House. I'll tell you, how many trees are lost in Washington? Haven't they heard of putting things on discs? I guess they need it in print, right? So, more importantly, forget the whole tree thing. Even though we're supposed to be going green, the deficits could alter a couple of things. There are no really new domestic initiatives for about a decade, if you look at the way this is going, with what Obama is projecting, especially with the spending freeze. The the concern, of course, is you've got to pay for the war. You have the 30,000 extra American troops that are in Afghanistan. And how long are they going to be there? In reality, we know probably 8 years or so, maybe a little bit less than that, but somewhere in that neighborhood, if we're being honest about it. And you look at the gridlock. I mean, there is massive gridlock that's actually being forecasted, particularly because of the domestic freeze. So when you look at non-national security-related spending, and then you look at the effort to cut health care costs, and then you look at the decision to tick, 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 let the Bush tax cuts for corporations and families that were earning more than $250,000 expire. Whew. You look at this budget and how many adjustments will have to be made to the budget, or how much room is there before we're slammed with some other kind of a crisis and we can't do anything about it. There has to be, like anybody's budget, all of you know, in your households, if you've ever done a budget, oh, it's the worst thing, isn't it? Or if you've been in charge of a budget in any kind of a company, any kind of a small company or bigger company, you know how tough it is. You have to leave the maximum amount of room that you can for the possibilities of things that might come up so you don't blow the budget and screw the pooch, as they say. Spending freeze. The president talked about it again today as his budget goes to Congress. Here's what he said.
I've proposed a freeze in government spending for 3 years. This won't apply to the benefits folks get through Social Security, Medicaid, or Medicare. And it won't apply to our national security, including benefits for veterans. But it will apply to all other discretionary government programs. And we're not simply photocopying last year's budget. Freezing spending does not mean we won't cut what doesn't work to pay for what does. We've gone through every department's spending, line by line, item by item, looking for inefficiency, duplication, and programs that have outlived their usefulness. I'm willing to reduce waste in programs I care about. And I'm asking members of Congress to do the same. I'm asking Republicans and Democrats alike to take a fresh look at programs they've supported in the past to see what's working and what's not and trim back accordingly. We're restoring pay as you go.
All right, so line by line, the president is proposing to cut some taxes for companies that hire workers. His budget would also probably raise a bunch of other taxes on businesses and those who make the bigger bucks. He's also looking at a lot of money for atomic weapons, and we're talking about we're looking at this budget, and we're talking about a whole lot of moolah, a number that I've mentioned in our previous show, $3.8 trillion. That's the budget. Seems so fiscally irresponsible to me as I've looked at the numbers again today with fresh eyes. You look at the spending cachet, the spree, and I'll tell you, I don't know. This claim that the budget is going to reflect these cutbacks line by line and some hard choices, I'm very doubtful as to whether or not this budget comes even close to what it needs to do. At the same time, somehow creating new jobs and more money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and adding $1.3 trillion in deficit spending on top of the projection of $1.6 trillion as the deficit. Wow. I'm definitely standing in front of that clock. I'm finding that clock when I go to New York. I vow to you I'm going to do it. I guarantee it doesn't have these new numbers out. So any chance that this budget has, well, first of all, any chance that this budget has a prayer in its current form of getting through, that's the one thing. You know, Congress has to take a look at it, and a few things might have to be tweaked. There are a lot of programs that are going to go by the wayside, including NASA. NASA is basically directionless, because the Constellation program to go to the moon will be mothballed, which means maybe 30,000 workers are out. NASA engineers and other people, it will go all the way down. Think of how many people that is and how many jobs already have been lost in Florida, Texas, and Alabama, to name a few spots. Coming up on America Tonight, as we continue to talk about the budget, we're going to talk about a couple of controversial things that have bubbled up in between that have nothing to do with money. One has to do with religion and the freedom of religion, like the Wiccans getting their own worship area at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Somehow it's kind of fallen through the cracks. And it's an interesting fair or foul question as the world changes and people decide to worship how they want to worship. The Air Force Academy, in the past decade, there's been some controversy over prayer and the use of prayer and Christianity there. There's about 4,000 cadets that are at the Air Force Academy. Now they've set aside an outdoor area for pagans and Wiccans and some other what they call earth-centered believers. The man in charge, the big brass in charge, Lieutenant Colonel William Sigler, who's one of the Academy's chaplains, says designating the space is part of the school's effort to foster religious tolerance and to defend the constitutional guarantee of religious freedom. Bogus or right on? What do you say, listeners of America Tonight? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Jim Newcomer, Midas Resources. February 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1088.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1118.63, 559.32 for the half ounce, or 279.66 for a quarter ounce. That's 1118.63, 559.32, or 279.66.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Later in this show, we can count. That's where we go through the numbers. Oh, we have some interesting media numbers to give you, including CBS selling out the Super Bowl ads, what they went for, some of the controversy surrounding that, too, by the way, and the crazy Grammy ratings. We didn't even watch any of it here. Matt Johnson didn't watch any. I didn't watch any, but a lot of people apparently like to watch the Grammys. They had incredible ratings. Good thing I'm not a television executive. Here we are on ATN, and already we've cracked down on a couple of things, or cracked the controversy on a couple of things, including witches at the Air Force Academy. It just sounds so funny, doesn't it? There are only a handful, to be fair, like 10. They say there's like 10. There may be more in the future. Who knows? What you have to do to get to the Air Force Academy and how you survive there, geez, you wonder how that would be copacetic on that campus. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hi, Kate. Listen, I want you to call on me real quick. I know how Obama can make some cuts.
How?
Pork barrel. We can cut the pork barrel crap out that he keeps sending all of our money all over the country. Am I right? Did I get that answer right?
Sweet!
Yeah, I feel like I just want a spelling bee. Mm-hmm. My God, I'm telling you. And it's not just Obama. It's on both sides of the fence there. If everybody just quit doing all the pork barrel and the earmarks, we'd be a hell of a lot better off. I mean, like, we spent $8 million in Miami for a water park.
It's crazy. It's stupid. Yeah.
$2 million on pig manure research.
Yeah.
The heck are they smoking?
They don't care. It's about pleasing somebody. The earmarks, the pork barrel is all about that. Getting whatever you get for whatever project for your state, even if it's just totally ridiculous.
You know, I know several billion they could have cut out of the stimulus package. What was it, like $185 billion was pork barrel spending?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm not an economist, and I can figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm not a politician. I can figure that out. Guess I don't like enough to be a politician. Hey,
yeah.
Kate, by the way, the whole Wiccan thing, let me tell you. I hope my ex-wife ain't listening. Boy, she'd really kick my butt. Oh, well. you know, every family has that black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Every family.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-wife's sister, she was like that black sheep, man. God's truth, she come up missing one time. And I mean, nobody knew where she went. Ex-father-in-law got a private investigator. Private investigator calls me, says, sir, he said, I got it. Next to finding your child dead, it's the second worst news you can get. He said, what happened? She said, your daughter ran off the carnival. So, God this costry, they found her in Sarasota, Florida, living down there in her winter quarters. And my father-in-law, I'll never forget, I was there. He was like, you do what? How did this happen? I don't know. She met a guy 2 years ago, and they just up and split together.
Oh.
While her husband was sleeping like at 2 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, she got into that Wiccan thing. And her health deteriorated from just, I guess, the hard living she'd done. Like I said, she was a black sheep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I guess, a little misunderstood. I'll never forget she had a quarter moon tattooed on her arm smoking a joint. You know, the moon smoking a joint. But anyway it goes. She got into the Wiccan thing. She was hot and heavy into it. And she passed away last July, 35 years old. But just short of her 35th birthday. But as her health started to fail, and she just had some problems, and I guess she died of an asthma attack. But several months before that, she had become Christian. And, you know, really started fading away from a Wiccan thing, you know, Mother Earth and all that. And I guess it's true what they say. You know, when you get to the point where you start dying, we all really only know of one God. And we all start looking to Him for answers instead of Mother Earth or whatever it is. I never did understand the religion. She was always kind of strange. And, you know, I always got a kick out of picking on her. But, you know, it was strange to me, and I watched some show the other day, Wife Swap or something, and there was a lady on there that was Wiccan, you know, she's freaking out over Mother Earth and disturbing the dirt. I don't get it, but I guess if they need it, they need to be outside anyway. It's just a weird religion. But
there you go. All right. I like the way you said that. And you're right about that. You're right about that, Stu. It's interesting perspective seeing it with your sister-in-law. As somebody gets closer to death, it's like getting older, then they find religion, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so, yeah, I mean, you know, well, who the hell are you going to pray to? The Mother Earth when you're dead? I mean, what happens to us then? So, I don't know, but anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, and, you know, I had to throw the carnival part in because that was really funny. I was like, my wife was a screw-up for marrying me. She didn't run over the carnival. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. She helped you. That's what happened, because if there's a black sheep and then you're the husband of the favorite daughter or whatever, you don't have to worry if they don't like you, because the black sheep takes away a lot of the, I'll call it airtime, a lot of the discussion in the house. That's what happens. You know, in talking about pork barrel spending, and it's crazy, every year there's always a list released, and you think of the $700 billion bank bailout and the $7 billion stimulus bill. But, you know, yet you still passed last year the $410 billion Omnibus Appropriations Act in March. So it's, and you look at that back then, and with the approval of the budget, the national debt just tripling over the next 10 years. So there's plenty of opportunity for that pork that Stu's talking about to remain in the Capitol. And you think of some of the crazy things. He's talking about the water park, almost 2 million that was put out for the Pleasure Beach Water Taxi Service project. Then there was the 4 million for Old Tiger Stadium, their conservancy in Detroit, Old Tiger Stadium. Then there was the money that was set aside for swine odor and manure management research. Yeah, it's nasty when you look at it, and I know that somebody can always give you reasons why it's important. Let's jump across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
What's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Let's see. It's only 15 degrees. In your degrees, it's 15 degrees out tonight.
In your degrees, what is it? Tell us.
In our degrees, it's approximately minus 6.
Minus six.
Yeah, okay. South Dakota. Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, so
it's cold.
Slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly, but I mean, you faced it before, so you know, no big whoop. Talking about spending money, where was a certain prime minister Saturday afternoon? At the hockey game, watching his senators beat my Canadians. And some people were saying, excuse me, he's a prime minister, what's he doing here? And my comeback would have been, hey, he's also a man too. Let him blow off some steam. Because if Obama and the vice president go to a college basketball game, I mean, look, they're allowed to blow off some steam. I mean, probably the security logistics was a nightmare.
Right.
I mean, let them. I mean, sure, they probably came up with some ideas, during the game. Who knows? But $3.8 trillion? Please. I think the Dallas Stars and the Montreal Canadiens have a better chance of meeting the Stanley Cup Finals than that bill passing.
Yeah, there's going to be some definitely tearing up of stuff that's
right.
Going to get axed and things that are being proposed. And one is that whole program from NASA, the
right.
6 years already that's been put in to go to the moon and scrapping it, 30,000 or so people losing their job if that all goes down in flames. But that's going to be a tough fight. I think there's a good chance it does get scrapped. I think there's going to be people, I know there's people that are fighting for it, but
yep.
I'm not so sure that stays, that changes in that budget.
This is true. Okay, now I have to bring this up because of Julie. Included in that budget, is there anything, i.e. trade?
No, there's no, as far as I can tell from what I've seen, it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
There's nothing in there about the trade whatsoever. It's more about domestic programs.
Right.
It's about the fact that there's no freeze on the military because of the wars that are being fought. But it's just more, it's domestic that they're talking about.
Okay.
However, you wonder what kind of an effect it will have on that across the border, especially to the north. I'd be curious. Sam,
right.
Thanks for the call. You stay warm.
Well, I've got Julie, so you know I'm warm.
Thanks, Sam. By the way, speaking of Canada, there was that, this happened in Sweden, but there was a story about the referee who was working a game of 18 and unders, and he was killed when he was hit by a puck. Our friend Christina from Sweden sent me a note to tell me that the Swedish referee, what happened was the puck was hit under the helmet in the back of the neck that hit him, and that's ultimately what killed him. What a sad, sad story. We'll take more on the flip side. Hang with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We can count. You're not going to believe who's dominant news-wise of the big three, not the cable guys. I think you're going to be a little bit surprised about it. We're talking about a couple of different things here, including Obama's budget and the great big deficit, and I think his budget's going to get hacked up a little bit. It's a question of what's going to be saved and what gets thrown in the trash. Jeff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Never mind. Just watching one of the Tremor movies.
What? A Terminator movie?
No, Tremors.
Oh, Tremors.
One of them.
Tremors. Which Tremor?
Three.
Tremor 3. Who's in Tremor 3?
The militia guy.
Oh, I saw that a long time ago. How old is that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's at least
2001.
Yeah, it's
the direct-to-video one.
Yeah, I like even the first one was pretty clever.
Yeah, but I'm just like I said. Did you see this story on Politico about the Democratic senators who spent the weekend with lobbyists?
Yes.
Yeah, they give a list. Yeah, I know. I just can't get over this. They even have a list of the senators.
Are you? Please tell me you're not stunned. You knew that was going on, right? But it's funny.
Oh, no, I'm not stunned. I'm just laughing that some people, that when I tell people this, that they think Democrats are spending time with lobbyists.
Oh, absolutely.
And my senator is in there, Senator Claire McCaskill.
Yeah. And you know what? That's not surprising either. That's why the whole thing, when it comes to the whole lobbyist thing and all that deal, they try to sidestep the issue. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And as you said, it was Ben Smith who he's great at frankly writing all that stuff up and putting it out there. But and you know the thing that we haven't told everybody is who were the lobbyists? They were bank and energy.
Yeah, banks. They were. Let's see, they were oil, drugs, and other corporate interests.
Of course. Gee.
Yeah. Oh, and tobacco too.
Absolutely, and you know what too? The what were they talking about? It was the winter retreat at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I emailed this to one of our local radio hosts. I don't think he'll cover it though. He claims to be on the doesn't have a political edge, but he goes off on Palin conservatives and Republicans every chance he gets, and he claims to be centrist.
Well, then that list gets buried, my friend. You know, and you mentioned that your senator was on there. You were talking about Claire McCaskill, but there were 108. Senior Washington lobbyist, and he talks about that in his article, and we mentioned a couple of the people that were represented in all of this. Plus, you know, Lockheed was there. Any of the big firms absolutely were there. And it was a who's who. It was the fat cats, and there's no question it was special interests. You keep hearing from the White House, oh, no special interests, none of that, and whatever. But
really?
You have some key people that were there, because you didn't even mention you got the two Michigan folks there.
Yeah.
You got Bob Casey from Pennsylvania there. That's pretty bad.
And the only change in 2008 is the people that takes the lobbyist money. That's the only thing that changed.
That's it. Absolutely. Amen. It's what we keep saying. It's the same song. It doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. You know, you're seeing it as much as the Republicans were beat up about that, about the Wall Street and the bankers and the insurance companies and all that other sort of stuff. Hey, look at his article is a prime example of that. And we knew that was happening. We knew they were going to be there in South Beach. And you're talking about also a price tag, which is taxpayers, of at least $30,000.
Yeah, that's what it says here, $30,000 for taxpayers for each senator.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it. Now, in the guest list too, they have a lot of corporate types that end up showing up at these kind of things because they want to curry favor too. So you've got and the Indian tribes have lobbyists, certainly. We know that.
Yeah, but I think that's really a different story, though. I mean, they have been kind of treated shabbily over the
Of all the ones that are there,
I think they're
smaller.
Are the ones.
Yeah, they're smaller down on the list, absolutely.
But I think they more than so deserve to be there than some of the other ones did.
Mm-hmm. You had, just anything that you can possibly imagine, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you have a big dinner, and then you've got a big power breakfast, and that really is everybody. Then you have two evening, they call them conversations. They have a reception, and then they have a dinner, and that's what happens there.
Yeah, and then my final comment about the space program and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
How can he keep claiming to be up for the science and stuff like that when he's doing this with the Constellation program? He's basically setting us up to be for Russia to be up, for us to piggyback on Russia for the next 30 years now.
Yeah. I agree, absolutely. It puts us back in the dark ages. A lot of people will lose jobs. Some of the best and the brightest at NASA will go away because they have to feed their family and they're not coming back. And the program will kill too many jobs. And then it's 6 years down the tube, 6 years of working on the program. The shuttle is dead after this year. There are a few.
I got a feeling this was because it was a Bush program. It's mainly the reason he did it.
It's a big mistake, and it'd be silly to go back, keep going back and beating up what happened with Bush. And especially with space, because I think you pretty much spelled it out. Do we want to be behind the Russians and everybody else when it comes to science and technology? And Jeff, you're absolutely right. Education was one of the things even today that the president talked about.
And NASA and the space program has been a real push over the last 50 years for education and science and all that.
Absolutely, because that's where a lot of the people will end up. Or if they don't end up there, they'll end up in other corporations that make parts and whatnot that ends up going to NASA, that ends up being part of the space program, like it's several of the other big companies where they're parts producing and they're working on aspects of whatever it is. So there's a lot of people that are going to be affected by that if it happens. And I think it will happen. I think it is, you're right, blowback from the Bush years. Jeff, good call
Thank
as
you.
Always. Thanks.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. It's funny, the two things that Jeff mentioned, we're talking, you know, politics as usual, whether it's messing with NASA and this Constellation program and this now big fight to the moon, or whether we're talking about the people who are constantly assailing lobbyists, the whole idea of lobbyists and special interests, but then they're there at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach hanging around having informal, they call them informal, that's how they get away with it. They call them informal conversations. What does that mean? Some of the best business deals are on the golf course or having drinks over dinner. Informal conversations, my rear end. It's currying favors what's happening there. So, you know, as I said, it was a usual assortment of people, including Claire McCaskill and Bernie Sanders from Vermont. He was there, too. And who was there to, you know, bend their ear? You had all of those Washington lobbyists, and a lot of the industries were represented that the Democrats constantly pound. We already said it, the bankers, the tobacco guys, the oil company guys, the drug manufacturers, the defense contractors. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Don't they know we live in the internet world and that people are watching, that there are ears and eyes everywhere? Oh, man, oh, man. All right, so we started off talking about the budget and the soaring deficits that are being projected. And just to reiterate this, the budget that went to Congress is a $3.8 trillion budget. And there's no question getting around this in spending and creating this so-called jobs and whatnot. It's like monopoly money. That's what it is. I thought about this today. It's like if I got out my old dog-eared game of monopoly and just looked at all the money in there and could wave a magic wand over it and turn it into real money. This is what we're doing here. So it's like monopoly money, and you're just trading one problem for another problem. I mean, there are big, big headaches out there, and we need some big, big solutions. I mean, this is fiscal nonsense. It's insanity to continue to do what we're doing. The way the government, it's like if for a year you just let your house in the back be overrun with weeds. Well, I'm not going to be going out there taking that weed whacker and have to cut that down. Are you kidding? You couldn't pay me enough. And that's what's going on. And spending the way we're spending it, we're bit by bit tearing down the country. We're going to be just a facade of a country if we continue to keep this up. It's not the way to get out of the problem. There's better solutions by increasing spending by another $100 billion, even though it's already increased the size of the federal government to unbelievable levels at this point. 800-259-5791. We can count next on ATN.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Here on America Tonight, a new feature that we've been doing for the last, week and a half or so, maybe 2 weeks. Let's round it out. CBS sold out their Super Bowl ads. That's a lot of cha-ching factor there. It's not necessarily surprising because even in tough economic times, if you can pop for the coin that they're asking, a lot of eyes are watching the Super Bowl. And now that the ads in between have gotten so much play, you know, the USA Today and talk shows and everybody will talk about some of the funniest ads they saw. They'll debut certain ads. It's when there's pressure on the creative side to come up with something big. And this is pretty much what the average price was. They're even actually a little better than last year. Some 30-second spots topped $3 million apiece. So this is ahead of schedule for CBS. You're looking at, what, 6 days before kickoff. They announced they had sold them out by Monday morning. Last year, NBC still had two 30-second spots remaining 2 days before the game. The recession was a little bit worse if you look at last year, however. And they announced only on the eve of the game that they had sold out a total of 69 spots. So $3 million for 30 seconds, and CBS couldn't be happier, I'm sure. The Super Bowl is the biggest marketing event of the year. Last year, they had a record 98.7 million viewers. It was a close Super Bowl, which helped. We've had back-to-back really good Super Bowls. if you remember, Arizona and Pittsburgh, hey, either team really could have won it in the final couple of minutes. And then you look at the year before and the Giants and how exciting that was. So we've had two really top-notch finishes. Will we have that same kind of finish for the Colts and the Saints? I'm not so sure. Speaking of the Colts and the Saints, don't forget we're going to do Nail the Score, our last one of the season on Thursday in our third hour, our last Nail the Score. Ads, by the way, for 2009, the game brought in $213 million. Poof, that's a whole lot of money. Too bad the networks can't just lend the money to the government. I'm kidding, of course. So CBS hasn't released the total overall, but they've sold every single spot. Speaking of numbers, that's what We Can Count is all about. NBC is the most dominant. How about that? Despite the problems that they've had, some of the problems they've had, NBC is number one. I mean, when I say problems, it's not the news part. It's the Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien scuffle. But the news coming off of one of their best years, and they say they're going to expand on this success in 2010. They are home to the number one program in the morning, The Today Show. The Nightly News is number one, and Sunday's Meet the Press is number one. It's interesting because ABC has had anchor changes across all of those time slots. Diane Sawyer moves off the morning. George Stephanopoulos goes to the morning there. She does the Nightly News, and ABC's going to have a change in whatever the Sunday program is because he's not going to be – Stephanopoulos isn't there, so – They've had to deal with some changes. NBC has had some stability, certainly with Brian Williams and on the Today Show now, because Matt Lauer's been there. And even when you added Meredith Vieira, clearly it didn't change that much. The Today Show, just to give you an idea for fun, since we're talking about numbers, it's the key demos they're number one in, and that's what they care about for advertising. Because, I mean, all the way across they were. Good Morning America, the early show, they were down or flat in all the demographics. The Today Show topped GMA by 25% in total viewers. That's a lot. 33% in women, 18 to 49, and 26 in women, 25 to 54. And they've increased their overall lead, the Today Show, over GMA to 1.3 million. That's pretty big numbers. Meet the Press, which everybody of course was concerned about with Tim Russert's sudden death in June of 2008. He was so dominant, Meet the Press forever. People were worried as to what would happen, and then they put David Gregory in there, and apparently there have been a couple of times when ABC This Week has nipped Meet the Press, but for the most part Meet the Press has had the bigger numbers, and Gregory's been there a year now, over a year, and ABC hasn't announced a replacement for George Stephanopoulos, so they have to feel pretty good about that as well. And it's all about the numbers when it comes to television, and so many of people are talking about layoffs. They have to feel, at least some of the news people have to feel a little bit secure about their jobs, you would think. All right, I mentioned this before, the Grammys. I didn't watch them, but I know a lot of people watch the Grammys, especially pop fans. So the Grammys made the huge rating news with the biggest audience in 6 years. The preliminary Nielsen figures that came out on Monday showed that CBS, that broadcast, actually attracted 25.8 million viewers. Whew. So that's the highest numbers they've had since 2004. You wonder if part of that, the anticipation of what would happen in wake of the death of Michael Jackson, because you knew there was going to be tributes, and not that there weren't other things that happened before that, but that could be one thing, and I think some of the other controversial things that could have possibly taken place that went along with it, that we talked about it before with the Lady Gaga and whatever. So the 52nd time that they've done the Grammys, and once again, a huge boost across the board for CBS. Very, very big, big numbers. It all comes down to week and count, doesn't it? We start off the hour and we're talking about Obama's budget and the deficit and programs being cut and 30,000 jobs possibly being lost in the whole moon venture. And everything we do almost comes down to the week and count. It's like I said before, follow the money in almost anything that we do. The newspaper business is trying to follow the money, but they're having a very, very tough time of it. Wherever you're listening to me, whether you live in a small suburban area or a large city, newspapers are dying a very slow death, and they're making no secret of it. In fact, there was talk about bailing out the newspaper folks on the Hill, which would have been ridiculous. But can you imagine then? Talk about having an in and having influence. So we don't want state-run media, no thank you. Because of the internet, et cetera, it's been tough on the printed versions of things. So the Gannett Company posted its largest profit of the year in the fourth quarter. They did some belt-tightening, cost-cutting, or whatever you want to call it, and they had problems with advertising declining. It's still a newspaper. It's like the pop newspaper that people pick up when they're in an airport and they're stuck. And with the way air travel is, you would think that everybody would pick up the USA Today. Is there, even if they've read everything or talked to everyone on their iPhone, they have to be killing time. The report showed that the newspaper and the magazine ad revenue went down by almost $1.2 billion, or 28% from 2008. Print advertising is Gannett's biggest source of revenue, even though they have had all these efforts to bring in more money from the internet and other media. So fourth quarter ad revenue at Gannett's publication, which included USA Today and about 80 daily newspapers, fell 18% or more than $172 million. Wow. And it's been deteriorating for the last 2 years, newspaper ads. There have been at least 14 newspapers, the publishers, that have gone into bankruptcy protection. Gannett isn't one of them. McClatchy, another major newspaper publisher, is also reporting that fourth quarter ad sales declined more slowly than in previous quarters. So they turn a little bit of a profit in the fourth quarter, but still the ad sales are dropping, and that's the bad news for newspapers across the board. Most people read the internet. That's where they're getting a lot of their information. For all of 2009, just to throw this in, Gannett earned $355.3 million, or $1.51 a share. Yikes. Shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net.